Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and his administration have been under fire for weeks ever since news emerged that the health departments bungled the city's childhood lead protection program. In the same breath, the health commissioner resigned. Now there might be a shift in the air. The Common Council stepped in to name an interim leader. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz listened in on 2 hours of passionate deliberation that preceded the vote. And has the story.
The Common Council had to tend to dozens of other items before it reached the resolution people watching from the sidelines were waiting for. They simply waited it out. Just a day earlier, Mayor Tom Barrett withdrew his choice for interim health department head Paul Nanus. The writing was on the wall. Recently, the Public Safety and Health Committee grilled and rejected Nanus. Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton decided to act, drawing from a seldom-used measure called emergency power, to nominate Dr. Patricia McManus for the job. McManus heads the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin. Its focus includes HIV/AIDS and healthy prenatal and infant programs. McManus wanted to make it clear. She says she's not job hunting.
Okay, I have a job. I love it. But I also have always been a servant and a public servant. And things are needed. And I feel I can do it. I'm offering to do that.
McManus said people in the community asked her to step forward. Alderman Terry Witkowski peppered her with questions.
The health department's budget is $21 million. What do you currently supervise?
Ones I supervise now is probably about $300,000. In my lifetime, certainly, I worked for the county. That budget was close to about $10 million, so that's probably the highest.
Witkowski asked about McManus's ability to collaborate.
My understanding is that you have been asked not to sit on committees because of your manner of dealing with other people.
I have no idea what that is. I've never been asked not to sit on a committee, and I've never been told that I have a particular way of treating people, so you'd have to explain to me, sir, what that is?
Alderman Russell Stamper rose to McManus's defense.
The questioning has to be based on qualifications, skills, and how she's going to help the health department. He's asking he say, she say type questions.
Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton quickly put the aldermanic squabbling to rest.
Here, I'm going to ask everybody to respect this chair, but this is what I'm going to tell you. She's handling these questions like a champ. So let him ask.
McManus didn't appear the least bit flustered when asked about her record-fighting infant mortality.
I had an independent evaluator that whole time, and that independent evaluator documented that the way we provided our services produced outcomes for the about 1,000 people or 500 families a year that we served.
And how she would lead a beleaguered health department.
I've fired staff, I've done those kinds of things, so I'll be able to tell if that needs to happen. But for right now, the certain thing I can tell you is that I'm going to get behind this whole lead piece. I want to be able to do that and make some recommendations, whatever my time is.
Although the chamber seemed to be tipping in McManus's favor, several people, including Alderman Michael Murphy, urged the Common Council to slow down.
It's unfortunate we're in a position where we're looking at making an extraordinary maneuver of using our emergency powers. I do believe a public hearing is necessary.
President Ashanti Hamilton said normal protocol needed to be set aside to rebuild both public trust and the city's ailing health department.
And if by some reason that's a bad decision, let it be mine.
Hamilton said by voting in Dr. Patricia McManus, the council was moving at the speed of justice. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.